Renaissance Part 1 by Dave Ellis. Final episode. Towards the end of the summer, the day finally arrived when I could look back on a long summer of deep studies in the old and ancient world and into the Renaissance. The shadows in the little square were slightly longer, and the green on the leaves had faded a little, but still strong and fertile, and with infinite beauty as the tree was standing with me next to the cafe. I looked at the fountain and the angels and then at my table. The book was now the third one in the comedy, and there were only a few pages left. And next to it, the usual morning espresso and a notebook full of thoughts, reflections, and new ideas that had grown out of these summer wanderings into the old knowledge of my own culture and history. It had become a little goldmine of memories, discoveries, and beauty of new emotions as I had been connecting my life and my surroundings more and more into the bigger realm of deep history and the expanse of human life, nature, and foundation. How the deeper roots of the Roman Empire and Greek philosophy was evident and present in everything around me, and in how people were thinking, acting, and building their lives often without being aware of this bigger context. And as the bigger context gradually had become more visible and revealed to me, I had been filled with a bigger gratitude towards my ancestors and a newfound feeling of liberty in my own existence through the understanding of my life and through the increased predictability of current times and how to evaluate the events of the day. And as these thoughts were passing through my mind, I also discovered how these perspectives were new and somehow like little buds that I could tend to and watch growing in many years to come. Living from this moment with a broader view of the world, that would also change my view of the memories and the process of learning from here too. It was an unfamiliar feeling of substance and robustness in the mind, and a feeling of insight, and a visual paradise of arts, paintings, and architecture from thousands of years. It became a solemn moment of seeing myself as an incredibly small part of this, through my life and being, and then a feeling of companionship and warmth that this had been given and maintained over the centuries. It provided my own life with context and meaning, and the joy of life. And this had been dormant or silently present all around me for my whole life. I stopped and lifted the coffee. I had been prepared for discoveries through this journey into history, but not expecting this. The sun was over my face again, and I closed my eyes to listen to the fountain water and some distant voices. My mind changed into pure emotion, and floating images of sunshine, landscapes, oceans and old cathedrals with mesmerizing frescoes and ornaments on the facades. And then Greek temples in Sicily and old Greeks walking in the gardens and discussing philosophy. And then just a vague feeling of red and yellow floating lightly and a mild emotion of paradise. I sat like this for maybe a few minutes. It was impossible to know. And when I opened my eyes, there was a more clear and detailed view of the square and of the beauty of the surroundings. I smiled in silence. And then I picked up the book and opened the last few pages of the Paradiso. My studies of old times were about to end for now. And the pilgrim was about to complete his journey too. About half an hour later, I would close the book, and with that, the classical world and the Renaissance had changed me and their place in me forever. Or it had transformed me into something different, the beginning of a different, ever-changing mind that would absorb and perceive the world through a continuous process of learning into a bigger frame than ever before. It was like me was just not me anymore. I was also a piece or a living part of a much bigger tradition that was expressing itself through me. or I could choose to do so if I wanted. And this context made the sense of being different as well. I felt both stronger as myself and as a part of this culture. The culture that had produced this foundation of ancient wisdom and beauty, and the eruption and rebirth of this world through the Renaissance and the centuries thereafter. For a second, I felt like I had not seen this clearly enough in my earlier self, the one from just before the summer. But then I realized that it had always been there by instinct and by interest. It had grown naturally in me, all by itself, like a plant growing from a seed into what it eventually had become. And then I felt the sun in a different way over me and waited a bit longer. And then I looked at the fountain, and there it was. The whole tradition of the ancient world, symbolized and expressed in the little Renaissance angel statues. They now embodied this whole world in their relaxed beauty, with blinking drops of water and golden sunlight over them. There it was, right in front of me. The living world of my old history and culture, with ease, beauty, and boundless wisdom. I smiled, had a last sip of the espresso, and could not clearly remember who I had been only that morning. A new day had come, and the old had once again become new, like a tree blossoming in all its splendor in spring. I felt fortunate, life regenerating, and this time it was within myself.